With a standing ovation, I'd like us to bring to the microphone the ministry of Prophet Ayo Jeje, all the way from Lagos.
If you're doing for Jesus, you better do it well. Hallelujah.
To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power right now as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Sing it again, holy.
Holy, holy. See you high lifted up,
shining in the light of your glory.
Shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your power and love.
Pour out your power and love.
Oh, as we sing,
holy, holy, holy,
we cry, holy.
Holy, I want to see you.
Can you say to him,
I want to see you.
Can you say it again?
I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. That's a prayer, please do it.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
Say it again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Let me see beyond. Adamon Abadia, Cassibala Abadia.
I want to see you.
I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Hey.
Shining in the light of your glory.
Spirit of the deep, cry out like a dove.
You're mighty on the
throne. Break forth, break forth,
break forth.
Oh, Spirit of the deep, cry out.
Spirit of the deep,
hey!
For bringing us to another very important moment in your predeterminate counsel. Thank you for bringing us to this hour. Thank you for the times that you have preserved in your own power, in which you have chosen for the elect to know the things that pertain to you and your kingdom. Thank you tonight because we are not here to see a man, but we see you. If we see you, we'll be changed. Our change is in our sight. If we see you, we will be changed. Lord, make it possible in your faithfulness that men will behold you today. That we will arrive at that place that you designed from the foundation of the world. Restore every depleted soul. Make strength available again for us to journey with you. Cause your voice alone to be heard. Make my tongue like the pen of a ready writer. Inscribe in the heart of the people that which you alone can write. Our competence is not ourselves, but of you who have made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, the Spirit gives life. Lord, we ask you in your mercy that the faith of your people may not rest upon the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Thank you because this brief moment shall make eternal impact in our lives. We praise you for this. And we glorify your name, for we prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Please celebrate Jesus once again. Take your seat. I want to salute once again the grace of God upon a wonderful brother and friend, Apostle Arome Osai. And his very beautiful wife that has been laboring keeping him straight all the while. Hallelujah. And the entire team of RCN leadership, thank you very much for making yourself available for our time. I didn't come alone. I came with my beautiful damsel of 20 years. Hallelujah. Please, that's Ibitayo. And all the way from the Center of Excellence, a lot of us came in the spirit of one tribe. Lagos people, can you wave your hands and shout hallelujah? Amen. So this morning, I think I'm on course. And the first confirmation I got was the fact that I saw the Brazilian came. The Brazilians came here, and that was a very strong confirmation for me. Because in the early hours of this morning, while I was praying, I saw some people returning from Nigeria, and they had these beautiful lamps. Very beautiful lamps that was lit up, and they were marching into the airport to go back to their country. And I was asking the Lord, who are these? And he said, they are Brazilians. So, and I said, wow, why not Lagosians? I don't understand. So what he's doing for one, he will do for all.
And I just perceived in this auditorium that is a zeal of a prophetic anointing upon this auditorium. So be very, very sensitive. If you've never been drunk, get ready to be drunk. Just get drunk. There is an alternative to wine. Be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So Spirit is so sweet and exciting and addictive. So if you get drunk once, you won't ever get drunk. Ask the apostle, he knows about it. So get ready to be drunk, get ready to be littered up. The things that the hand of man cannot do, I anticipate the Lord doing with us the things that the hand of man cannot do, the things that the eloquence of man cannot do, the things that cannot come from the cerebral capacity of man, but from God alone. So get ready. Thank you, prophetic voices that are around me. Please be alert with me, because I just sense there will be major prophecies. When they ministered unto the Lord in Acts chapter 13, the Holy Ghost spoke. They didn't record the name of the person that spoke. It's the Holy Ghost that spoke. So it's not about the person holding the microphone. And we are at liberty to be obedient to the Lord in this atmosphere. So the hand of the Lord may come upon you to prophesy. And you should be ready to prophesy. I won't stop you because I'm the one holding the microphone. Prophet Jangfa, please stay with me. At least I know a few of us here who work in the prophetic office. Stay with me. Something is happening. There's something memorable. There's something memorable about this morning. So be a part of it. Be a part of it. The Lord might as well put a word in your spirit, put a description with you that is going to steer us in the course of divine purpose. Please, we are back to reinvent prophecy and prophesying, because it's critical. The enemy does not adulterate what is not important. If you see anything that's been bastardized in the body, it's because it's a major tool in the hand of God. And so we won't put our faces away. We will look unto God to bring it closer to us. The accuracy of that Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit, the first import of the outpouring of the Spirit is your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And it's a shall. It has got to happen. There is no alternative to it. Your sons, you don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. And should I let you know, prophesying is not taking a scanner to read your biodata. No. It's deeper than that. Prophesying is God's own way of steering his people into his will. Can you hear me again? Into his will. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus. It testifies of Jesus. So if you see anybody that bamboozles you with information, and I hear the Lord say to me, my people are obsessed. They are in obsession with secret things. But I desire my people to know my will. Not just an obsession of secret things. I desire my people to walk in my will. Oh, to walk in my counsel. You will ask me that Amos said in the book of Amos chapter 3 that he will do nothing, that the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophet. He's not talking about secrets. He's talking about his secret. He's talking about his counsel. So prophecy addresses his counsel. Prophecy won't come to prove a point. Are you listening to me? To tell you your phone number. That's not the import. The reason for prophecy is to draw you into his counsel. His counsel. Somebody say with me, his counsel. To drive you into his counsel. And it testifies of Jesus, not a man. Anytime you see gifting that is drawing attention to men, it is not a New Testament prophetic order. So we need to speak out. But there is an obsession in the body. I see them come to me, come to my house. They just want me to tell them something. May the veil be taken away. Lord, let the veil be taken away. When they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Lord, let there be turnings in the heart of men that are connected to this sound. Let them turn to the Lord. Let them turn to the Lord. For they were designed to seek the Lord. Let them turn. For now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, Spirit of the living God, bring about your lordship here. Establish government. Establish government. Superimpose upon the earth of men until they turn. Let there be a turning so that you will turn to us. For if we turn to him, he will turn to us. He will turn to us. Ah, thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, give us a true contest of your spirit in prophecy. Lit up the heart of men in this place. Touch our heart. For the meek, you will guide in judgment. The meek, you will lead in your ways. Texture our heart aright. Help us to receive the engrafted word that is able to save our soul. We present our soul. Let corruption be swallowed up with life. You are the Lord. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Superimposed upon the conscience of man. Hearing ears is of God. Seeing eyes is of God. Illuminate this assembly. Come, Lord Holy Spirit. Do what we have not seen you do in recent times. Do in our heart. Ayabodehesia kabada. Erobini habota bina lekobrandi sula. Light, 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 light. Blessed are they that know the joyful sound. For they will walk all day in the light of the Lord. Bring the sound. Bring the sound. Bring the sound. Bring the sound. Waken our ears. You waken our ears morning by morning. And we are not rebellious. The hearing ears is of God. The seeing eyes is of the Lord. Do it now, Lord. That's the demand upon your spirit. That is our cry. That is our cry. Ayo na habiro siya labade adetiade. Eko mina hobro dihidea. Elura pada kadaba. Cause the rod of Moses to swallow the rod of resistance again. Do it again, Lord. I have been no happy Akalia Dana. Everybody salabanati. The rod of Moses will swallow the rod of the magicians. Yes, it will. Somebody say, yes, it will. Yes, say, yeah, it will. Prophet Jangfa, it will. Come on, give him a shout. If you need to get healed, don't wait for me to call you. It's available.
Carry your glory everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome.
These are the bearers of your glory. Lift them up. These are the fulfillments of your prophecy. Today,
I carry your treasure everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man, loving the awesome God. I'm a mortal man, loving the awesome.
These are bearers of your glory. There are vessels for you to fill. I don't know how to do anything. I'm just your mouthpiece. He that speak, let him speak as the oracle.
I am Osiadana Rodeni Halade.
Tune hearings. Bring high sound, Lord. Bring high sound.
Hey, namaro diana siadane, hemana diana se, ovana diana se, ekukumana ne, hemano lekamana se, epunana ne amana se, adabara manana se, helele diana se.
Amen and amen. Please sit down. There's need for stirring so that you can be ready to bring forth that which is coming from your side. Hallelujah. Our attempt to bring certain words by the way of preaching and teaching and prophesying. Allah Borabin Ahakiabun. Let your spirits be subject. Please. We'll come to that. We'll come to the speakings of God. You see, the concept of sonship, this man prophesying, can you help me bring him down to come later? I won't be able to speak from the word. Labo Rabina Hasiako. You see, the concept of sonship. He said, I will pour on you. It shall be like a tidal wave. Thank you for holding him. I will just be interpreting. So, I said, the concept of sonship. It's the biggest thing man needs to understand. If we understand that, we will live. We will live. I'm trusting God for some 30 minutes to be able to bring forth some of these things. But a lot, some of them are things that I probably might not have even been able to teach, but they are concepts that the Lord revealed to me personally. So I trust God for auction to be able to bring it to you in a way that God will make you understand. Okay? The concept of sonship is unfortunately so alien to man, but it's actually God's original intent. It's God's original intent. And you know, if you don't understand origin, you can't be original. If you don't have a clarity of history, you can't navigate a future. And you don't have an history because it's in God, except He opens it up. The biggest thing man needs to know is that he's living a derived life. The falsehood that put the weights of corruption on man is for man to think he's by himself. There is nothing God has not used to describe to man that he's not by himself. That he doesn't have an audacity to lead a life. There is nothing God has not used to prove that to man. But man remains blind to it. Man's life is a derived life. It's living a life that is derived from another person. God has so designed that man cannot survive by himself. Yet man wants to survive by himself. You know why he wants to survive by himself? Because God gave him a quality of independence. And that is a quality of choice, the power of choice, which is embedded in his will. So when God gave it to man, Satan blindfolded man to begin to think that power of choice was actually given to him to be able to navigate all by himself. In the original plan, when God was creating man, he declared his intent. Genesis chapter number 1, verse 26. I'm trusting God to be able to sustain this for at least another 30 minutes. And those who are my superiors are coming. They will come and expound the scripture to you. But just let me do it in prophesying. I have great men with scriptures here. Apostle Gideon will have a session. So you are better come on time. Shimi loju Oluwa Bokomi soro Bokomi soro Aye aye. Genesis chapter number 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man. See, Genesis is the most revelatory book in the Bible. It's not even Revelation. There is nothing God has not done in order for us to understand how to live. Because nobody was there in the throne when Elohim, you know, Elohim is symbolic of the Trinity. It's the plural word of Eloha. When Elohim made declaration, let us make man in our own image. And the declaration of intent was in two forms. In our own image and after our likeness. Alright? And in my study of the scripture, I discovered it was only one part that was concluded in that narrative. It looks to me as if the second part is procedural. It's a process that will accumulate. That process that will accumulate is what will bring us into that stature that is called sonship. He said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. And while the image was concluded, I hope you know that the image is not talking about your physical look. One of the descriptions of his image in us is the fact that we have a three-dimensional capacity. You have a spirit, you have a soul, you have a body. And God is also three. So those are the descriptions. It's not those songs we used to sing in Sunday school that say, my nose like the nose of Jesus, my ears like the ears of Jesus. I mean, like the ears of God. My nose, my nose of Jesus. My ears like the ears of God. God does not have pinna. In fact, when you say his face, it's not front side or back side. One of the deceptions is for us to compare the image of God to the similitude of man. So when the Lord says the earth is his footstool, you begin to imagine how long God's leg is. These are metaphors. God speaks to us in metaphors so that it will be interpreted to us by the Spirit. When he said the hand of God, you begin to think about five fingers. When he said finger of God, you say, is it five that he has? He doesn't exist in this time-based experience. He doesn't have this form. His image is different. Yet he allowed us. You know why he made us in his image? So that we are structured to be the only creation that can contain him. Angels can't contain him. That's why when angels fell, there was no plan of redemption. Man is the center of his creation. What is man? That thou art mindful of him. Or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Man is the only creation God comes to. Every other creation is the only place where I can derive fellowship. The angels who left their former estate, God will not come to them. Man is the only creation that God gave another territory to extend himself. Can I say that again? To extend himself beyond the coffers of the heavens. And it's meant to be an extension of him. So he said, let us make man in our image. And the construct I've said, and I will say again, it's not after the physical. In fact, this physical body that we carry is part of the arrangement to subject us to corruption. And it's well intended. Because God would not have given man such a powerful tool called will and still give him a celestial body. He will elope. The only way Adam came to terms with the fact that he left God was the fact that all he was left with, that he was sin, was this corruptible. So he said, I am naked. Oh, you didn't get that. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, which is the conclusive part of creating an image, he had to go and take from Adama ground and pick dust. The Greek word for dust there is perishable. It's well intended. So that you can be dependent forever. Despite the fact that you have a will, it conformed you into a perishable frame. It's well intended. So that you are subjected to vanity if you depart from him. It's well intended. That's why one day God had to allow a tormentor. Paul said the messenger of Satan. Because Paul was becoming, you see, those people that God has endowed so much should be careful. I will say something. You see, from the time this man was growing, you will know that he's human. God put marks upon him because he wants to put serious things in him. Oh, you won't understand. So that by the time he's going, you will see some sign and say, oh God, this man is a man. If no be man, this one no go day. When Paul was going to, Paul said, I was going to be exalted above measure. So there was a gifting that was added to spiritual gifting. It was a messenger of Satan. You know, sometimes God has protocol. You can't deviate. If you are ready, he will put you online. And if he's putting you online, if he has mercy on you, he will be the one to help you be on, in line. Because he will put messenger for you. If you don't adjust by yourself. Like what he did to Jacob. When Jacob, mama, Jacob's mama was smart to have set him on course. And you know, when you give, God knows why he gave the woman the custody of the destiny of Jacob. Because he knows that when you give it to a woman, woman will fight by every means for that thing to happen. So when the boy was getting to primary school, he will call Jacob, Jacob, come on. I know say unna be twins, but you know be ordinary. Because from the womb, God had told the woman. Women are so, they're so special. I used to say this in a lighter mood, and I'm in it. Immediately man fell. The first precaution God made was to go and meet Satan. He said, now I put enmity between you and this woman. If they are friends, salvation can also. That woman had told Jacob, the boy was growing. The day the blessing was going to come, the father knew where the blessing should go. I said, I better bring my son Esau. Go and get me venison. And the woman heard it. I said, ah, Jacob, go quickly. Oh. It is well with you, Esau. You come back safely. He went to meet Jacob. Said, You be mumu. Not be waiting and don't tell you since be this. Your brother don't go get. I said, but mommy, I don't know what I would do. And I said, you be mumu. Goat's not the house. Then I said, quickly. You say your brother now won't go do something. Shall I come back? He said, I will prepare the kid for you. Don't worry. Go and get woman. That's why God had to look for Mary. Apostle said something that God has been saying to me in the last few months, that there's a recruitment of women who are going to be in the forefront of the move of the Spirit in the times we are in. Again. The same thing with the mother of Moses. Saul. There was a beautiful child. Comely child. I won't deviate from Genesis. So, God's intent in Genesis chapter number 1 verse 26 was to create a man in his image and after his likeness. And it looks to me as if coming into his likeness is going to be a process that will accumulate. So, to confirm that, I saw him say it. Because the day the Lord came to me to teach me this, it was first in the dream. I speak to you, I lie not. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That was the intent. The next verse. So God created man in his own. What part was fulfilled? I thought the scripture would have written, so God created man in his own image, after his own likeness. No. the path that was correctly accomplished at this time was the image. But the stage was set for him to come into the fullness, which is his likeness. So if you go to chapter 2, you see that the activities that made up the image was what was recorded in chapter 2. Because that was what made me ask God until I came to this understanding. I kept thinking chapter 2 was another time after the 7 days of creation. Then he now told me it was sixth day. Chapter 2 was a 6-day experience. So when you see chapter 2 verse 7, and God formed man from the dust, he was still talking about when he was creating it and setting him in order to be an extension of his authority in the earth. So how do I really know? Because it was like Satan actually his drop, that there was something about his likeness. So the day Satan was coming to man, the negotiation was about likeness. That was a vacuum to be filled. He said, no, you will not really die. If you do this, you will be like God. A Satan's proposition is always an alternative to divine plan. Always. If you are the son, turn this stone to bread. How did he know the content to contest about, to negotiate? So there was a negotiating away from God's plan of likeness. Oh, and Satan, how can you trust Satan to describe what God set as his agenda? That was the biggest sin. Man became forward. You can stand in the spirit and end in the flesh. The fact that God told you does not mean you know how to get there. Are you listening to me? The fact that God told you does not mean you know how to get there. When there are suggestions outside the voice of God on how to get there, it's an aberration. He wants to bring you to elimination by substitution. Man was created to be dependent all the way. How? Aren't we foolish? The man did not know how he was even created. When he was formed like a pillar, it was the breath of God that came upon him that brought him to awareness of who man is in the first place. And God made it the order forever. Forever. The first few moments of your existence is never known to you. And so if God really wants to really calm you down, he will tell you who you were in your mother's womb. The best you can see about your mother's womb is by x-ray photography. And some people, God will tell them, anointed you from the womb. When you were still looking like what? Like a tadpole. Then he will leave you to come to the earth. And I say this always. You take the first few years away from you. You'll be NFA. No future ambition. If they tell you what you want to be today, they say, I want to be an engineer. By the time they come next tomorrow, they say, I want to be footballer, Joe. Then when they come next week, you say, hey, I want to be a class teacher. And suddenly, when he gave you mind, he allows it to grow. You now became in charge. You now started employing him to assist you. You now made him a support system. Lord, come and help our ministry. You know, I inherited one laughter from Apostle. I discovered that was the secret of his anointing. So, Laugh if you can. Laugh again if you can. So suddenly you became the owner of the job. He said, Lord, help me. Isn't it stupid? Help me, Lord. I need to get married. In fact, I will fast and give to you. Hello, Rabbi Anasia Kobaniate. I will tell you a bit about sonship. We will pray. I see giftings going to Brazil. And may we all be partakers. The people who are given a place in his presence in the heavens, the whole they do is to worship. Who? One day I asked the Lord. I think I told Apostle, I was with an angel. I didn't know he was an angel. So when I realized he was an angel, when I first approached him, I didn't know he was an angel, so I was like talking to him like a man. Then I went a bit far, then I saw the presence. I said, this is an angel. He was busy doing his thing. In fact, I will tell you what he was doing. He was looking to the heavens and setting weapons. And when I got close, I didn't want to distract him. So I started worshiping God. I know angels respond. I said, I now start using my language. I began to worship. I began to eulogize God. I continued until I didn't have words again. I now started looking for what to say. I said, oh boy. Then the angel now looked at me. He now laughed. He said, it's not by literature. He said, we that we are here, we have to sing to have what to say. He has to put something in your mouth. I said, but me, I don't try. He said, we have to sing before we have what to say. It's not about, Oba mi o, Oba mi a to bi ma se gbe, Oba mi a fu ye ma se mu, Oba mi Ologun ti yan bon re na fi, ele ti igbun gbaru ye, iwo ni mo wa ri o, Baba mi iwo ni mo wa ki. When I wake up in the morning, that is how I will eulogize and eulogize. And he told me, he said, Oga, there are some people that do it for eternity. They don't miss words. It is what they see that they say. And you keep seeing. Because the more he reveals himself, the more he reveals a mystery. So I said, okay. I learned that one. So he now told me, he said, look, I'm talking to you about these riders. He said, these horsemen and the riders with the payloads. Immediately I knew the activity he was talking about was the unleashing of death. And he said, it's not over. Some of your people thought it was over. Oh, I'll come to prophecy. Let me dwell a bit more where I've been. The realization, there is a realization more God must come to before he knows God accurately. The ones who stand in the heavens, they have come to that realization. It's not your holiness. You can't be holy. It's only when you see him that you become holy. Because it is only his territory that offers holiness. Everywhere outside his territory is corruption. So he told Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. He didn't say be perfect so you can walk before me. If he doesn't open that corridor to you, you are a mess. When he opens the corridor to you, you see bigger values. You see bigger treasures. You drop the one you used to cherish. You see bigger pleasure. Oh man, hero bahatiana. Has prayer become pleasure to you? You drop other pleasures. Men will want to go and watch. You know that thing that women watch? Z word. There'll be prompting your heart that the Lord wants you. Hey, I bet what see war. You go and stay there. You think it is easy for somebody to stay on the mountain called Sinai for 40 days? It was interesting. I'm not against you trying to put your leg in water to pray. I used to do it. But a day you will break into the joy of the house of prayer. He said, them will I bring to my holy mountain. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. He knows what I'm saying. That place, you won't go home. Even your wife will get annoyed and say, what is he doing, Zev? But start with the discipline. Then God will call you. Like he called Cornelius. Say, your prayers. He wasn't in the covenant too. He was a Gentile. The door of the Gentile opened to those who perceive the aroma of prayer. That's how God came to us. He came via the house of Cornelius. He said, your prayers and your harms have now come to me as a memorial. Even though you're outside the covenant, we will journey from here to all the Gentiles. That was the route God took. You can't ignore prayer. The generation that ignores prayer ignores life. The most significant activity of his presence is prayer. That's why I call it sacred. It's not what you come to use to do Nyanga. It's what you enjoy. I remember when our hearts were drawn at first. One day I left my house. I won't forget. And I got to a shop there in my house and bought 3 candles or 4. Because that was all I could have, and matches. And I went to a mountain. I was there for 3 days. Hey! After that time, I used to ask myself, what can I wasn't married. Not to talk of maybe I was looking for school fees or house rent. What actually came upon you? It was a preparation to become a voice. Nobody knew until I started taking others there. One day I took the people I teach to that mountain and I will sit on one part of the rock and I will be sharing Bible. Brethren, sisters, all of them will be asking questions in the sun. Then I ask them to move close to the rock side where they can get shade. As they moved to the rock side, a snake tried to come out. I saw the snake coming. I would do like this. Because I didn't want them to see the snake. So that everybody won't take off. And I say, bro, what is it? I said, don't worry. And I call one of my friends, Yomi. I say, Yomi, take a stick and start striking the stick on the... So that snake should not come out here. People won't wait. What were we looking for? The days where we didn't have drum set and keyboard. And melodies of the spirit sweep through our hearts. Man must come to a realization that the ones in the heaven came to. So that we'll live self-support and live God's support. God will become everything. God is not a support system. Help me tell your neighbor. Tell 2 people. If you are praying to him, you are not inviting him. You are aligning with him. It's not even your prayer that brings your provision. It just aligns you with your provision. Some of you pray as if God has gone to sleep. And you are trying to wake him up. See now. So when you now fire the prayer very well, you will now wake up and say, like your confused father. Who always forget to pay your school fees? Until they start sending you back home. You are so used to a failed father that you don't know the true father. The biggest thing that the fall has done to us is that we got so acclimatized to this time-based experience that we have forgotten the origin, how it looks like. Revelation chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 4. You see, fan to flame, there is a light that is given to you. He's going to shine. I'm looking for that word in Peter's, in the epistle of Peter. He said, you have a sure word of prophecy that's like a light that shines in the dark.
Yeah,
that's the word. There is a shining. It looks like a little brightness in the dark places. And you're struggling, but you know it's there. But you need to fan it. Fire is always supported to glow. Fan it. It's like a shine, light that shine brighter and brighter until the day star arises. Something is here. Lord, let it glow more and more until the day star arises. Revelation chapter number 4. Give me verse 10. Media, please help me quickly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So, 24 elders. I'm not going to dwell on this. 24 elders. These are people that have, these are creations that have a place in His presence. Now, please listen to me. Don't get yourself confused. The scripture will talk about the beast in His presence. It will talk about 24 elders. Now, John was given the right to describe what he saw. So some of them will be metaphors. It's the way it looks to him. That's how it operates. That's how we operate in the prophetic. Sometimes God gives you images and you transport them back to human language in terms of what you could understand. So he saw 24 elders and they had crowns. They fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and cast their crowns before the throne. May the Lord give you a perspective of the throne again. The Lord give you a perspective of the throne again. Saying, verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art deserving, O Lord, to receive glory, honor and power. You see, that's what we give to God in worship. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou, you know, why did they see him as worthy? They came to realization. What's the realization? For thou art created all things. All things is all things, including us, for your pleasure. They discover that he that sets the plan deserves everything. If it's a return on investment, I decide to have it. It's not its own. You don't, can't you understand what I'm saying? Some people come to church and say, Lord, I've come to give you your own. But these people have come to realization that everything survives after His will. So they don't negotiate from any angle. They depend on Him that decided the life by himself. All things. All things. One day I asked God, I said, is he including this mosquito? He said, all things. It's for his will. Hey. All. Even if you go wrong because of the fall of man, you will still fulfill his purpose. He can't escape his purpose. He's created all things. It is on the basis of this realization that they worship. And so nothing that they have looks like theirs. They use it to submit to God. All things for thy pleasure. They are and well created. So, man must understand. Let me begin to tie it up. Man must understand that sonship is an expression of his will. In fact, it's the factor that ties us further to God, irrespective of what he gave us, called our will. He tied us to himself by every means. One of it is that he made us subject to vanity. So if you think you can be on your own, you'll just be flesh. And you'll be a counterfeit of the original plan. One day I was walking on the street. He showed me my shadow. He said, look at your shadow. He said, when you are outside my will, you'll be a shadow of yourself. He said, my will is the real thing. It's a reality. But what, no matter how you thrive outside my will, it's just a shadow that is mimicking the reality. Even if you are Dangote. Sometimes we get confused. We think the fact that he even gave us enhancement and enablement is for us to survive by ourselves. No. It's for us to do his will. So, it's on two gradients that man now evolves in the head. According to Genesis, his blessing and his glory. And as I begin to round up, he said, man have sinned and come short of what? Of his glory, not his blessing. Because the blessing is the capacity with which we are going to, if he withdraws his blessing, the earth won't survive again. So in Matthew 5:45, he told us, he causes his rain to come upon the good and the evil alike, and his sun to shine on them both. That is the capacity to function in the earth based on his blessing. But there is something deeper that is called the glory. Give me Hebrews chapter number 1. So that I can come to a place where we pray. Hebrews chapter number 1. Please. Are we still together? God, who at sundry times in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. By the prophet. But in this last day, somebody say with me, in these last days, spoken unto us by his son. Spoken unto us. Now, the design of the last day is the expression of sonship. Why? Because that's the finality of divine plan. Because that is the original intention from the foundation of the world. Sonship. And listen to me. God actually told me that place called sonship was not a designation of the Godhead. It was actually a designation of man. Man, God's intention is to integrate man. I'm afraid to use that word. To integrate man into God, into the Godhead. But because in the process of coming to his likeness, there was an intrusion. God himself had to come and show the way to that designation. So a member of the Godhead had to become man in order to reinvent sonship. It was not a designation of Godhead. It was not. So, in the beginning, the person of the Godhead that brought sonship was before the Word. It was the Word in the Godhead. But for man's sake, in order to reinvent the designation called sonship, as important as it is to God, he has to become flesh. He had to become flesh. God the Word had to become flesh. And in the account of John, that's which was stated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning. All things, when he was creating all things, who was he? I didn't hear you. Who was he? And what did he become? Flesh. Becoming flesh was to produce what? Sons. Son. He had to first enter into that designation from the flesh first. And Hebrews chapter number 2 says, in order that he might bring many sons unto glory. And the Word, verse 14 of that John chapter 1 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld. How is our sons discerned? Please say it. Say it again. Sons are discerned. The quality that is discerned in sons is glory. And we beheld is. Am I still in order? Am I sounding sarcastic? And we beheld his glory. If you look at verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 1. If you look at Hebrews chapter number 1 verse 2. At in the last day spoken by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3. Who being. That's what sons are called to be. You know, that thing takes you back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Who being the brightness of his. Sons are derived entities. They don't have their own identity. They are the brightness of another person's image. Revealing God. Who being, that's what Adam was. And he thought he was called to be himself. So I stopped using that word. Let me be myself. It's a statement of a fallen man. You can be yourself. All you can be is his reflection. All you can be is his reflection. As soon as you are yourself, you are just a shadow of a reality. You are a fallen man. No matter how great you are, when you are yourself, you are a fallen man. Present itself in the heart? Who being the brightness of his image? And I believe these two things are to fulfill Genesis 1:26. And the express image of his person. One was his image, the other was his person. That's likeness. Likeness is similitude. It's not just form. Who being the express image of his person. Express image of his person. What happened in the fall of man? He fell short of glory. What glory? The glory of the Son. What glory did he fall short of when he sinned? The glory of his Son. And he was left with his own glory. And that his own glory is nakedness. He didn't know until he visited himself. The day he visited himself, that was the day he discovered he was a product of Adama, the ground.
What is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou made him a little lower than angel, and you crown him with glory. The intention of God is to complete man in his own glory. You can't be complete outside God's glory. Even if you are blessed, if you don't carry the glory, you just have a vacuum that is not filled. And when I'm talking about being blessed, I'm talking about being satisfied with what you call the riches of this earth. That's why these things that are ephemeral can never represent us. Because we are a reflection of another person, the one who created us. That's who sons are. Are we together tonight? Because I will move to prayer. So we are going to pray. When we pray, there will be activations. I see a lady. I see you when I got into this place and we're worshiping. And you add something. There's a demon that's supposed to put a reproach on you. And it's like an epileptic. Like, it makes you fall down and be like epileptic. And it's just to make you be unsure. The what Satan has in mind is to make you very unsure of salvation. But the Lord is going to prove the certainty of salvation to you here. Because the last experience of that epileptic occurrence is the last ever you are going to have. Every one of you that the enemy is trying to water down your faith and steal your confidence, there is a ventilation for you. Lift your hand and say, the express image of his person. That's the glory we saw. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And we saw the things that powered the glory. It was not vain things. It was grace and truth. They were heavy qualities. And truth is not who word rev. No. Truth is the audacity of God's power. It's the finality of knowledge. Truth is an experience. Truth is freedom. Truth is a person. Say, I am the truth. That's the thing that power glory. When it begins to work in you, that's what it means by Christ being formed in you. When truth begins to locate your inward part. From the inward part, you will make me to what? It was being powered. That glory we saw was not just the glory of the terrestrial. It was being powered by superior forces, grace and truth. And that's what will power your life. Amen. You will know how to live. Amen. You are coming to freedom. If you can find a tongue, you can speak in the spirit for 1 minute. Talo to o, talo ju o lo, talo to o, talo ju o lo, laye lo run ko si o, talo to o, laye lo run ko si o, talo ju emi eniyan la santa sele erupe la santa sele niyan erupe ile la santa se logo mi o jora mi loju mo fope fun o emi na re the force of truth
will invade your soul. There is freedom. The grace, the charisma, the anointing, the power of the Spirit, the combination of the two forces that upholds all things, will locate your life. It will restore your soul. Say, it restores my soul. Hear me. A new season has broken out. God is naming new names. The name that the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thank you. We hear you, Lord. You say, I, the Lord, have come into your midst. Behold, I draw the veil. I draw the veils that you might hear the sounds from the holies of holies. Hear the sounds from the holies of holies. Hear the sounds of the holies of holies. And I say, hear, Lord, what do you say from the sound of the sounds of the holies of holies? And he said, who shall I say? Who shall go for us? Who shall I say? Who shall go for us? For I name new names. I'm bringing a new sequence. I'm extending the frontiers of the things that I do in the earth. I have moved, says the Lord. Those who can see the movement of my cloud, now they shall come with me to where I go. For they that are with me are they that will follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will name them with a new name. I will name them with a new name. I will clothe them with a new garment. I will put my name upon their forehead. I will put my name upon their forehead. I will hone them. And then I will hang upon them my glory. For my glory shall be their glory. And hear the word of the Lord. For thus hear the Spirit of the Lord. My glory shall be upon them. I will hang upon them my glory. And hear, say the Spirit of the Lord. Since you shall be clothed upon, you shall not be found naked. You shall not be found naked. You shall not be found naked. I will give my strength to be the strength of my people. I'll give my strength to be the strength of my people. I will walk in them. And the knowledge of my glory shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. As the waters cover the sea. I am demanding new altars. For I will come again to you. It shall be like the lightning that cut across the west to the east, to the east to the west. I will come again unto you. I am demanding new altars. I am asking for consecration. I am asking for those who will present themselves. I have come to you. The
The spirit of prophecy. The first impact of the outpouring. Let it come upon you. The testimony of Jesus. We want to bear the testimony of Jesus. We are of them and of the brethren that name the name of the Lord, that bear the testimony of Jesus. We are of them that bear the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus. I will plow. I will plow. You shall be plowed and sown. You shall be plowed and sown. You shall be plowed and sown. I will devote the gain of the harvest to myself. He shall no longer be to man. He shall no longer be to man, says the Spirit of God. He shall no longer be to man. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear. Hear. You see, when the Lord began to stir the heart again. Hear me, people of God. Whenever there is a common experience in the face of the earth, the Lord is saying something to the church. Not just to the people. For the people have not yielded to himself. For in each time that the heaven wants to come to the earth, the demand is, if my people who are called by my name. The COVID-19 speaks to the church, to the people that name the name of the Lord. And I remember he said unto me, he said, go and look at the oracle of David and the plague that ended in the house, in the threshing floor of Arauna. And he said, I raise two things to you. He said, my people have gone against my counsel. A plague must turn them back. I said, how have we turned against your counsel, Lord? He said, they have turned to numbers. They have turned to number. They have turned to number. He said, their funding is by number. He said, all their experience is by number. He said, they have turned to the spirit of human democracy. And they have left me the king. They look at numbers. All they want is numbers. He said, my people want numbers. He said, my people want numbers. Therefore, I will allow the plague to pass through them. I will shut their sense of numbers. Even though I have called them to multitudes, I have not given them the security by numbers. Even though I bring nations to them, their strength is not by numbers. Even though I bring the whole earth as their game, their strength is not by numbers. He said, my people have come to numbers. I said, Lord, what is number? He said, it is popular opinion. He said, my voice to my people is now by numbers. It is what the many say that is now their direction. It is the way the people think that is now their response. It is the way they are approved on the social media. He said, that is now their confidence. He said, my people have turned away from me. They have turned to numbers. Like the days of David. He said, I will allow plagues to walk among them. He said, they have turned to numbers. They have turned to human validation. They have turned to who and how many approves them. They have turned to who and how many comes to them. They have turned to numbers. He said, they have provoked me. He said, the Satan has moved my people. I said, how, Lord, has he moved your people? He has moved my people by number. They labor in vain for number. They boast in numbers. They boast in human confidence. They are forsaking me the fountain. The fountain that does not look like volume. But they are forsaking me the source that fills all things. They've heaped unto themselves citizens, broken citizens. Then will I move among them like a plague. And I said, Lord, what is the second thing? He said, they have allowed Arauna. I said, what is Arauna? He said, Arauna is a lord. He said, another lord is invading the territory of Jerusalem. Can I prophesy? I speak to the church in my days. Arauna is risen in the territory of Jerusalem. Did I not say to the king? Did I not say to your fathers that the Jebusite shall not be found among you? And now Araúna is a lord. He's trading among you. You have given the ground to Araúna. He said you must recover it with price. You must buy back the land you traded away. Araúna is in Jerusalem. Alas, my people. Araúna, the king. There is another king in Jerusalem. It is an abomination. That is why the plague took David to the threshing floor of Araúna. And David was wise because he has a guard. Who is a guard? Guard means fortune. Guard means asset. May he be well with you in the day that your kingship is approved. That you will have a guard around you. Who can be an asset to you? Who is a guard? It's from Gadad. It's from revealing, exposing. May you be there in that day when you rule, that the guard will be with you to expose your hair, to teach you what to do, to tell you where to go, to give you direction. Dana Hosia Batia, hear the sound of a guard among you. If you turn, I will turn. If you turn, I will turn. My people have chosen numbers above me. They have chosen human strength. Their victory has always been by the host. It has not been by the strength of man. They have chosen numbers. They have numbered the people. They are dependent on their strength. My people have looked at number for their supply. They have looked at popular opinion. They dance to the tune of men. They dance to the music of men. Because it is popular. They cannot stay in the lonely path anymore. He said, yeah, child of God. The way is narrow. Even if all the earth will come through, it will be narrow. I, the Lord, will not broaden the way. It is narrow. If you choose to come, come through the narrow way. Come through the narrow way. It's the way you strive to enter. It is the way you strive to enter. It is the way you despise all others to follow. That is the way I've called you to. I've not called you to popular opinion. I've not called you to human validation. I've not called you to the rave of the moment. I have called you to myself. My path is narrow. Tell them my path is narrow. I am walking the narrow way. That is where I called you to. Even if the whole nations will come, they must come through the narrow. You can broaden it. You can change patterns. You can hinder me. I will build my church. It's my church. I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not. The gate of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church. Hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of reason. Hear the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice. You have a treasure. You have an asset among you. It's called God. Look at him. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. There is another Lord among you. There is an Araúna. Buy the space. Take him out. Take him out. Take him out. Restore the space. What it is that he said to me? It was the ground of Moriah, where he described redemption. That was where Araúna chose. It was the vision I gave your fathers when I asked him to go to Moriah. That is exactly what the Lord of the Jebusites wants. He's taking that space. Buy back. He said, when you buy back, then will I show you the future temple. Because that is where the temple came back to. There is an altar that Lord is raising for the climax of his purposes in the earth. He's raising it again. You are a stone for the altar. There is a call to come. There is a call to be in the place of restoring the ancient landmarks. We have to push out Araúna. We have to buy it back. The command of the Lord unto our fathers was, when you go to the land, don't forget, when David was coming to the land, they instructed him that the blind, ordinarily the blind and the lame of Jebus, will not allow you in. But yet he took the territories of the Jebusites and named it after the name the Lord will name. He called it Jerusalem. It's no longer the land of Jebus. Now Babylon is back to my land. He has a threshing floor. He's making gains among you. Buy back the land. Build a new altar. Build it exactly where Rahuna, Haman, is trading. He's a lord. How come there is another lord in Jerusalem trading among you? How come? How come? What happened, my people? How come? How come? How come? Go back to the glory. Spirit of the living God, here I submit the words you put in my mouth. I call your words. And I ask, oh God, you extend voices to the nations from this ground. Make them voices, oracles. Let mantles drop from heaven, that which dropped from Christ. For when he rose, he gave gifts to men. Let them become gifted. Let it happen even now. Move across here. Let your angels come with the sound of recruitment. Let them come with the sound of recruitment. Draw the curtains. Yield men to yourself. I am an ahora bin ahalia kosia manahatia kona man. I carry your glory everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome God. I carry your glory everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome God. You will not suffer my foot. You be more. I carry your glory everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full
of me?
Ele bilata.
Under
the below. You will not suffer my foot to be moved. I carry your treasure everywhere. I just saw something. I saw the grave of the tomb. I saw the stone at the grave moved. And the Lord said to me, it's not that I will not come out of the tomb without the removal of the stone. I will come out and leave the stone blocking it. The stone that was removed was not what helped me out, but that men may know. And the Lord is saying there are works he wants to do now that men may know. There are unlockings he's doing in people's life. There are reproaches he's taking away that you may know.
that it has power over death. Every one of you that feel caged and helpless, the hand of God is coming upon you right now. Yes, all over. You have been deprived of movement, of journeying further. Hear the sound. There is a removal of a barrier. Angels are walking with you. Angels are walking with you. Angels are walking with you. Aha! Yes! 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 If you can pray in the spirit, please do. Yeah. Ah, yes, yes, yes. See the hand of God. There is a lady from South Africa. I want to lay my hands on you. The hand of God touches you. A barrier is broken. If you are there, bring a help. If you are sick in your body, just stretch your hand to the ear, as if you want to connect some wave. The sickness, leave your body now. Break, break. Don't look at anybody, just pray. If you can't pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding.
There is an army.
Affliction. Pray. Pray. Pray.
There is an army.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break
every chain.
Sick in your body, any kind of sickness, the same day your sin was taken care of was the day your sickness was taken care of. Loose it. Be healed. Yes, actualize healing now from everywhere, online, on side. Touch the heart. Touch the kidneys. Touch. Oh my God. I'm seeing something happening again. It happened in Lagos. It's happening now. There is a fibroid that is going under 1 week. Fibroid. It's unusual. It's incredible. Fibroid is going under 1 week. Whoever you are, let the hand of God touch you there.
fibroid. If you're online, any case of fibroid dries up. If you're here, it dries up. Amen and amen. Just two more things. This time around, you're not praying. You're just going to drink. You're going to soak in. You're going to soak in strength with which you would travel. Eat and drink. The journey is far. There are transactions of the Spirit to revive and restore your depleted souls. Just be there. Just be there. Don't do anything. Just close your eyes. It's coming around. Yes. Don't do anything. Just don't do anything. Be still and know. That's the first word as we came here. Be still and know. If you like to be drunk, just drink more. Oh yeah, take it. Drink. 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 Drink more. Drink of him. Eat and drink. Drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. 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 Revive. Come back. Drink. Drink of him. Drink for every soul that is depleted. Revive. 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 Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. All that I've declared, they are ongoing. I just want to save time. The final one is, Prophet, can you join me? Prophet Jankwa, can you join me? The rod of Moses will swallow the rod of James and Jambers, who resisted the truth. Sir, please come over. We will stand in this office to say no.
Reverend Austin, Reverend Ezekiel, can you please come up? Austin. Austin, Ezekiel.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't defend God. We can't defend the prophetic. But we can become. Please, let's join our hands together in agreement. We are shutting down the waves of counter moves. Are you listening to me? Just pray with us. Face and pray with us. We shut the waves of counter moves over our land. In the name of Jesus. We stand in our office. We agree in the name of Jesus. We shut every wave of counter moves. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. La doba shada mianaruba. Elerobe dia kosimanati akunai. Arodi mahali kosabi nahai. The rod of Aaron we bought. Elomania Cosimana Kuamatia. The Robila Hatia Komanati and Rodisai. Ayabolana Sulabania Nekonia Manokosia Banade. Ebrodia Tanase Manako Manalale Pilamon. Ebrodia Hania Kobalania Cosim.
Exalt the hand. Bring fresh oil. Exalt the hand, Lord. Bring fresh oil. Hey. Yerushem of Israel, you read yourself like the flood. If Yerushem of Israel, you lead yourself like the flood. You dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. 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 Hey, Malachi Amasa.
You dwell
between the cherubims, shine forth. You dwell between the cherubims, shine forth. Come on, I'll shine down there.
You dwell between the cherubims, shine forth.
Shine forth. Hear me. Shine before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up yourself. Save your people. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, we shall be saved. Set up yourself and come and save. Oh Lord, set up yourself, save your people. Oh Lord, set up yourself and come and save. Set up yourself, Lord, set up yourself, save your people. Oh Lord, stand up yourself and come and see. Give ya, of Israel. You lead yourself like a flock. Give ya, Roshepa, of Israel. You lead yourself like a flock. You dwell between the cherubim. Shine forth, you dwell. Ayaya, you dwell. Hallelujah. And finally, we want arms to be exalted in the order of the prophetic. We want a massive release of the prophetic anointing.
We want a massive release of the prophetic anointing. Can you pray in the spirit?
We want shut up a lot of rica de bocotoya. Shantemple deca de boroto bocoto lota blica de bocotoya. Rato poton condo ronto blica de bocoronto blica dega. Shantemple can de rentem plonton condo ronto ligadia. Shut up a rata lita blica de bocoto logota bocotoya. Shut up poroto poronta lita de bocotoya. Rata bada rata rata lita de bocotoya. Shut up a rata lita de bocotoya. Shut up a rata lita de bocotoya. Rata
Give him praise.